Charlie, it must have been hard to take that in the last minutes, especially for us on the sideline as it was. We didn't feel it was a deserved handball, really. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's always a tough one. I suppose it's the inevitable handball penalty sort of debate, if you like, as it is. And yes, is it deliberate? Absolutely not, because the ball's spinning like a top. So Josh has no idea where that ball's gonna spin. His arms are down by his side. He's not moved his arms. It's hit him on the hand. Like you say, it's probably a yard inside the corner of the box. It couldn't be closer to being outside the box. And especially last minute, it's a bit of a kick in the teeth, if you like. But like you say, you have to put it behind. You've got to get on with it. Been great opportunity sort of missed in the fact that, like we've said before, you come in at 5 o'clock and look at the results and see if they've gone for you. We've made up ground from where we were before the game, so that's a positive. But obviously, when it's so close to potentially being in your hands, it's a tough one to take.
The lads showed good character in the second half. Obviously, disappointing to go in one down at half time. Bit of a change to Monday, where it wasn't quite as good on the finishing. But to come out in the second half and turn it around so quickly must have been pleasing for you.
Yeah, we weren't at it first off, and like I said, one side had not a lot to play for and one side had an awful lot to play for, and you wouldn't be able to tell which side that was. I think we didn't work hard enough, we didn't get to grips with the system, we had to change our system to counteract that, and we really got into them at half time and looked for a response. And in fairness, second half, they were brilliant, absolutely brilliant. They've played at a really good tempo, they've closed all over, they've got deservedly got two goals, could have had more. And then it's just all, I suppose, undone a little bit by a little bit of bad luck, but again, the sort of fine margins, I suppose, the game against them, the two games against them, we've been there and scored there in the last minute, and today it's cost us in the last minute, so... it is what it is. Like I say, we've got to dust ourselves down, we've got a big game on Monday, an important game, a tough game, and we've got to make sure we're right to go there and win and put the pressure on Barrow for Tuesday night.
And in terms of Tom Hannigan, you brought him off, I think, just after his knock. Was there anything serious in that?
He's got a dead leg, so again, with the turnaround in games being so quickly, obviously with fingers crossed he's okay, and we can get him patched up and back out on Monday. Like I said, we considered with the quick turnaround in terms of potential changes we might make anyway, but Tom's an important part to us, and like I say, we'll do everything we can to get him fit. But like I said, the impact they had with the keeper, he couldn't carry on, so that doesn't help you. Especially we're not there, not got the biggest numbers in terms of defenders, but we defended well. I don't think they've really had a chance at all second half. That's credit to the lads in terms of how they responded, and they stepped it up. And in all honesty, the game should have been over, but we were looking very, very comfortable in seeing out the game. Unfortunately, like I say, a little bit of bad luck and a decision that's... There's always going to be debatable penalty decisions, especially for handball. Are his hands in an unnatural position? No, because they're by his side. Is it deliberate? Well, no, because the ball's spinning all over the place. You know, and has no idea. But does it hit his hand? Then yes, it does. So, tough one to take, but like I say, we have to get on with it.
And in terms of the other substitutions, obviously you brought Blinks on it again at the end and Luke Denson on earlier than that. Was that obviously just a bit of rotation for Monday? Was that the idea of it?
Yeah, no, we obviously changed our system a little bit, and we were chasing, not so much chasing the game, but had a lot of attacking players on the pitch and were quite open. Different role for different players, and it's always difficult, especially when you go to sort of three at the back and you're playing with wing backs. Ultimately, we've asked Lloyd to play as a wing back when he's a winger, really. So it's a different shift required. And like, listen, you did a great go out there, but ultimately, then you're looking to sort of freshen things up and change. And we just felt like putting Adam out there, obviously, naturally a left attacking, left sided player. Luke gives a little bit more stability. Again, height wise, you always got to look at what we've got, especially towards the end with them chasing the game, knocking it forward. The Blinks one, again, it was a case of needs must at the time, and getting, like I say, we were essentially then three defenders that we have to play as the back three, and drop Richie back in and again get Blinks on for his height. But there's not much more you can do. No complaints in terms of what they've given us. Great effort second half, did more than enough to win the game, just wasn't to be on the day.
Okay, well, thanks, Charlie. Good luck for Monday.
Cheers, thank you.